Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Well, these two verses are found in Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. And we shouldn't glory in our wisdom. You know, we can have a lot of wisdom, know how to handle situations well, and know how to do things good. We shouldn't glory in our might, in our strength that we have. Oh, look how strong I am, or how many push-ups I can do, or how many, how long I can run, or whatever. That's not important. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. Oh, I was able to go on this trip, or I was able to buy this, and look at the car I drive, or look at this, or look at that. And that's not something to glory in. But let him that glorieth glory in this, that we would understand and know me, he says. Know the Lord. I am the Lord. That we would understand and know the Lord. That is the important thing in this life and in the life to come. All our wisdom, all our might, all our strength, all our knowledge, all of our riches, those things aren't going to matter. What matters is, even in this life, what matters is knowing the Lord. And that's my desire. That's what we've been looking at here the last few days is pursuing after the Lord. We've been talking about having a thirsty soul after the Lord. We've been talking about climbing out of those spiritual dark valleys in our lives and pursuing after the Lord. You know, I'm not satisfied with my relationship with the Lord. I desire a deeper and a closer relationship. I want to draw closer to the Lord, and I hope that's your desire also. And here in Colossians chapter 1, Paul prays for the church there at Colossae. And I'm going to just start with verse 3. It says, we give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. And then it goes on and it says that they sent Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. And then this is his prayer for the church at Colossae. He says, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. And it continues to go on, but I want to point out this one thing here. It says that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, that we would increase in the knowledge of the Lord from day to day, month to month, year to year, that we would draw closer to the Lord, knowing the Lord, that we would increase in the knowledge of God. In Philippians, if you just turn back one page, if you've turned in your Bible there, Philippians chapter 3, This was a very important thing for the Apostle Paul, was to know Christ. And he talks about his education and his ancestry and all of his activity and things. Here in chapter 3 he says, verse 3, for we are the circumcision which worship God in spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh. If any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Okay, so here he goes and starts talking about his things that he could achieve or that he achieved in the flesh. Circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews. So here he had his ancestry right, and he could have pride in his ancestry, his being of the stock of eight of Israel and all these things. And then it says, as touching the law, a Pharisee. So his orthodoxy, he could be proud of where he came from, and we could be proud of our ancestry and also of our orthodoxy, being an Anabaptist or being another, you know, whatever we may be, a Pentecostal or whatever. Verse 6, it says, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, which is our activity. He could have been proud in his activity that he did. He had a lot of zeal, and he even persecuted the church. Touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. So he could have pride in his morality. He was blameless. He did things that was according to the law. He was a good law keeper. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. So now, this is what is important to the Apostle Paul, and this is what should be important to you and to me too, is that we would count all things but loss, all these different things that we could achieve, our ancestry, which we really didn't have much to do about that, our orthodoxy, our activity, our morality. But and what was important to him, it says here, yet doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. He counts all those other things like dung so that he could win Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Now listen to this, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. So here is Paul's longing, here is Paul's cry, that he may know him, the Lord Jesus, that he may know God and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. It's not just knowing about God. It's not just having a lot of knowledge about who God is. And even our Christianity isn't a relationship with a book, with the pages in our Bibles. I love the Bible, but it's not what it's meant to be. It's not a relationship with the Bible, but it's a relationship with him, that I may know him. That was the cry of Paul's heart, that he would know him better, that he would know him more, in a closer relationship with him. When Jesus was here on the earth and he told his disciples he was going away, he said, he's going away, but he said he's going to send a comforter which will come and show them all things and He says, it's expedient that I go away, that the Comforter would come. We can know the Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit, that we may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. And that should be the longing of our heart, that we would know Christ better. And as we read there in Colossians, that we would increase in the knowledge of Christ, increasing in the knowledge of Christ. That's my desire for my life, and that's what I would encourage you in today, is to pursue after the Lord, that you wouldn't be satisfied in where you're at, but that you would want to draw closer to him, that you would know him and all that he's done for you and all that he has in store for your future, and just a personal relationship with him. That's my desire, and that's what I long to see for myself, for my family, for my church, and for all those that are even listening here today on this daily inspiration. So God bless you. Thank you for calling in today. I do want to tell you that we do have a Saturday morning Bible study, and that you could call in on that. to call in on the Saturday morning Bible study, it's a live interactive Bible study, which we'll be teaching over the phone there for a while, and then we open it up and let people ask questions or make comments or whatever, and we can have a discussion that way. The number that you'd call is 218-862-1300, and the bridge number, or the ID number that they'll ask for, is 525-819. And also, if you'd like to leave a message on this voicemail for the Daily Inspiration, you can do that by pressing on your phone 099. And then after you're done giving your message, you need to push the pound key, and then they'll ask you to push 1 to save it, or you can re-record it by pushing 3 and different things like that. So just follow the prompts. If you want to save it, push 1. Otherwise, we're not going to get it. So if you leave a message, make sure you do it by leave the message, press the pound key, and then go from there. God bless you. Thanks for calling in today. And tomorrow we're going to be looking at pursuing the Lord through fasting, and we're going to talk about that a little bit tomorrow. So God bless you. Thanks for listening.